time to listen to the interviews from last Saturday's Island Life. Island Life is our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. It's brought to you every Saturday morning from 10 to 12 by Island, stockist of Waiheke's most eclectic collection of local gifts, art and clothing. You'll find them at Ocean View Road, Oniroa. On Saturday the 9th of October, Matthew Tetley-Jones talked to John Stansfield about Waiheke teen Luke Carey, who is going to a climate change summit in Mexico. He spoke to Kathy Jones from Waiheke Playgroup about their upcoming spring fair, and Lara Lush from the Waiheke Burlesque Festival.
John Stansfield, how are you?
Oh, I'm well, mate. How could you not be on a day like this?
Well, it's going to rain later. And the wind is going to come down, and somebody's, you know, we can't all be winners in the election. Somebody's going to lose.
Yes, well, I've got a list of people I'd quite like to lose, people I would never want to see as mayors of anywhere.
Yep, well, that's possible. The election results apparently going out at about 9 o'clock, the official ones. I think we might be able to get some sort of state of the play as we go on, because all the postal votes have been going in for 3 days or so, and I notice Waiheke is still top of the league.
Unfortunately, pipped at the post once again by Great Barrier. As of last night, I think there was 65% of Great Barrierites had voted, so that's all three of them. We're about 55.
Well, that's still pretty good, I must say. Yep. And one thing for the Super City, which love it or hate it, it's certainly got the interest in the election up, hasn't it?
Mm. It is interesting, too, to look at those turnout figures, because they are always highest where there actually is a community of interest. So you've got Great Barrier, Rodney, Waiheke, regularly, every time, poll much, much more than anywhere else, which is a kind of would suggest to you that maybe that's how you should organise the local government then.
It should be done at village level.
Yeah.
We should still live in kinship groups and have a headman and over us, you see, and who has the power of life and death.
Things have progressed. There'll be a head woman now.
Oh, right. Well, apparently that was the other option. What's your views on human sacrifice? No, sorry, we'll move.
Yes, I've got a list of people ready for that as well.
We'll move right along from there. Actually, John's not here to talk about the local body elections, but what are you here to talk about?
Oh, tomorrow's Lunch for Luke. Lunch for Luke is a fundraiser being put on by the Waiheke Greens for 16-year-old Luke Carey, who's going across to Cancun to Copenhagen Plus One, the climate change summit, to tell the world leaders that it's actually his world, people of his generation's world, and they better get a bit of a wriggle on around addressing climate change a whole lot more promptly than they did in Copenhagen. So we're terrifically proud of Luke. He's the youngest in the youth delegation going across, and of course it's an expensive business, so Lunch for Luke tomorrow, 11 till 2 at the Surfdale Hall. I'll be whipping up a great pile of curries, and we'll have a bit of cake and a cup of tea by Rebecca Potts. And I think Russell Norman, the co-leader of the Green Party, is coming along to lend his support as well. So it should be a nice little lunch break. Have a lie-in tomorrow.
And you'll have a basket there for the koha and stuff for people.
We'll be selling food, and we'll be, you know, performing any kind of fundraising stunt that we can.
All right.
And it'll be a great time to reflect on what the shape of the new super city is looking like as well. So dust off your bicycles, because it is 10-10-10, the big 350.org rallying day. There are thousands of events all around the world happening, and you can look at that on the 350.org website. Dust off the bicycle, I would say, and rock on down to Lunch for Luke, Surfdale, tomorrow.
My bicycle's got more mud than dust on it, I must say. But, yeah, okay, I understand. And a bit of rust as well. Surfdale Hall?
Surfdale Hall tomorrow, 11 o'clock till 2, and just a good chance to have a bit of a chill in your community and lend a bit of support to a young fella who's going to go and carry the torch for us all. And it's fantastic, you know, for an old greybeard like me who spent all his working life in protest and politics, to see young people coming through to take up the torch. I might get to go gardening after all.
Yeah, well, possibly. There's. I actually think you need to give attention to those weeds in your garden, actually. I'm wondering if you've been out there every weekend the way you should have been with your rotary hoe.
No, it's been. It is actually. It looks like a whole lot of weeds, but really it's an intentional crop of pooha.
Oh, right. It's a permaculture Johnny is.
That's right, yes. No, it's waiting for a family working bee, if anybody's got a family that'd like to lend me.
Now, when's Luke heading away?
He's heading away in November.
Okay, then.
So it's, we've got to get a wriggle on and get some money raised for this young fella to get underway.
How much do you need? A couple of thousand?
I think it's about 5,000, the whole thing. He's away, I think, for several weeks.
Right. And Cancun, that's in Mexico, isn't
it? Mexico.
On the Gulf, Gulf of Mexico, yeah, or on the other side, right?
Gulf side, yeah.
Oh, there we go. And, well, it's a lovely... actually, there's a bit of a conference centre, isn't it?
It is, they
had some G8 summit there a few years ago and that sort of thing. So you might be able to sleep in the same bed as the president of Gambia or something like that.
Well, probably not at the same time, I shouldn't imagine.
Oh, Christ.
We're trying to discourage that sort of thing.
George Washington slept here. okay, then, so that's tomorrow at the Surfdale Hall, and it's a chance to get a bit of lunch and talk to some good fun people and generally raise funds for a great cause, which is sending young Luke Carey to Cancun to a climate change summit. Interesting to read in the newspaper the other day, actually, that they said that the sun's activity is far more complex than we thought. It doesn't actually mean that digging up all the coal and putting it back in the air hasn't made any difference the way some of our so-called scientists would like to say, but it's interesting because a lot of people say, you know, we get one cold winter and they go, oh, I don't know about all this global warming, you know, it's obviously been exaggerated because I felt jolly cold last night, I had to pull an extra blanket on. All I can say is it seems to be a lot more, nothing is simple.
Yeah, well, what we're going to see is climate instability, and that's in fact what we are seeing. And but you're right, there are deniers out there that they're just a treat, aren't they? There's some Republican Tea Party people in this morning's Granny Herald who claim that global warming is a hoax.
Well, it's when you cast your mind back over history, there were people back in 1800 who said that if we outlaw slavery, there would be a whole lot of very terrible consequences because, in fact, the natural way of things was for African people to be enslaved by white people, and and that was accepted. And there's an interesting bit in Huckleberry Finn where he thinks he's going to go to hell because he's helped a black slave escape, and it's a comment on the morality of the day that he thinks that is a wicked thing that he's done. He feels very guilty about but he feels drawn to help his friend. But he has pangs of conscience about it, which shows to me that sometimes society has to actually completely change the way it thinks, and maybe digging up coal and burning it all day and all night is not only bad for the environment, might be bad for the economy as well. Do you think the global economic slowdown is going to have a silver lining for the economy? I noticed back in the early 90s it seemed to when all the industries closed down, it did actually clean up the rivers a wee bit. Certainly did in Britain. They closed down all these dirty old industries, and before too long there was fish swimming back in the rivers.
That's right. They largely exported the industries, though, didn't they, to the third world where there was cheaper labour and less environmental protection.
I don't think
we've got anywhere to export it to now.
Yep. Okay, then. Well, we could stick them all out in space.
This girl's stalking me. Yeah.
That's John Stansfield is organizer and fantasist. he's not organizing, but he's going to cook some curry for Luke Carey's fundraiser due tomorrow, and there's going to be all sorts of great stuff, including tea by Rebecca Potts. In fact, should her nickname be Tea Potts?
Excellent point.
I think I'll write that one down, actually. Anyway, thanks a lot, John, and we will we'll all be right behind Luke and his trip over to Mexico to talk about climate change. Yes, that's the sound of the laughing policeman. He's pointing our way down to the land of fun and games for kids down at the Spring Fair. And I've got Kathy here in the studio. Just come up a bit, close you up a bit closer to the microphone. Act like you're eating an ice cream, go on. And how are you, Kathy?
I'm great, thank you.
That's good. It is Kath, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, good, I'm just assuming that this is the same person who sent me the email, who turned up on time, but you never know, you might have had a manager.
No, that's me.
So you're part of the organising committee, are you?
Yes, Erica and I are doing a lot of the organising, and we've got a great committee that are pulling the fair together. It's going to be an awesome day.
Where's it being held?
It's going to be down where we have our Blackpool playgroup, our Waiheke playgroup, and that's down at the old Blackpool School
right.
on Neakow Road.
Yep, which the sign says Blackpool Park, but everyone calls it Blackpool School because that's indeed what it was.
Yep.
And I'll just get rid of the laughing policeman, actually, because he's, he can grate after a while. Anyway, so what's happening? It's starting at 10 o'clock?
Yep, 10 till 2 on Sunday, 17th of October, which is next Sunday.
Ah, right.
Next Sunday.
Right.
It's from 10 till 2, there's going to be all sorts of entertainment. We'll have pony rides and bouncy castle. There'll be cake stalls and craft stalls, huge raffle, which we're selling tickets for at the moment. Fantastic hampers, great prizes. So you can get down to Austin Market today and buy some tickets if you want to.
Right.
But they'll be available all week and leading up to the 1 o'clock draw on next Sunday. So get some of those to support.
Eight days time. I think those pony rides will be popular.
Pony rides are going to be great.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll have some engines to ride on as well. So we're working on getting those finalised.
Oh, good stuff.
Yep. And we'll have lots of face painting. There'll be a jumble sale, sausage sizzle, real coffee, Island Coffee are going to be coming down, so don't stop at the cafe, come straight down and grab your coffee and come and get some food and have some fun. It's going to be a really great day. It's a gold coin entry, just per family donation.
Right.
Come and support Waiheke Playgroup.
So you're raising funds and raising awareness?
We are both, yep. We have a playgroup on Tuesday and Thursday morning from 8:45 to 11:30 each of those days down at the Blackpool Hall. This is our major fundraiser for the year. We used to do Touch a Truck, and we decided this year we'd go for a spring fair and have a bit of fun in a different way. And, our annual fundraiser, as well as having a bit of fun, giving a bit back.
Good, eh? And this is playgroup, you're mainly preschool kids, aren't you?
Yep, we cater for 0 to 5 and all parents and caregivers. Everyone's welcome to come down.
Right.
We have really great resources, learning resources, and we have lots of good fun toys and activities on every day. It's a great fun place, nice and relaxed. Everyone can just come along, have a real coffee. Again, Island Coffee, we love our real coffee, us mums and dads. We've always got chocky bickies and just a nice, fun, relaxed time. Lots of outside toys.
Good activities for the kids.
Yeah, great activities. We have lots of things going on the day as well. We've got our Play-Doh out. We do painting, and there's water play, and the slides are out. There's lots of ride-ons for the kids.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, did you say?
Tuesdays and Thursday mornings.
But the big day is, of course, Sunday the 17th of October, and it's starting at 10.
10 till 2, yep.
Right. And, do like the idea of those pony rides, but...
I'm not sure if you might be too big, but, you can try.
We can have you on a pony versus me on a motorbike, we'll have a race.
Or you bring your motorbike down, we can do some motorbike rides too.
Okay then.
Don't know safely.
Safely. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much, Kathy. So that's the Surfdale Playgroup. Blackpool Playgroup. I'm about 15 years out of date. Once upon a time, it did used to hang out at Surfdale, but that's when all these, when all the high school kids were children.
Well, this is actually our 15th year. We're celebrating our 15th year as well, so it's a pretty special fair.
Okay, then. So the playgroup is just about of age.
Yes.
Crikey. So that's a big celebration for the playgroup down at Blackpool School on Sunday the 17th of October, 10 till 2. Thanks a lot, Kathy.
Thanks very much. Look forward to seeing you there.
Cheerio.
You're listening to Island Life, Waiheke people, events and issues, brought to you by Island. Art, craft, giftware, clothing and bric-a-brac. Ocean View Road, Oniroa.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time since we've had anything cleaned up here, but we've got a naughty maid here. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Matthew.
Well, that's good. It's nice to have you in here with it. It's a very...
There is a bit of dust here on the... circuit board.
For you listeners at home, Lara's got quite a feather duster there. It's quite tickling my fancy here. But Lara, you're here to talk about something. What is it?
The Domestic Goddess Show on the Saturday night at Artworks during the festival.
And the festival's coming up, what, about 3 weeks' time, is it?
2 weeks' time.
Gosh, yep. Doesn't time fly?
It sure does.
So this is the burlesque festival. It's got all sorts of things, but the Domestic Goddesses, or the Domestic Goddess Show on Saturday night, is it?
That's right. And heaps of local talent.
Right.
Yes.
So they're going to be, what, naughty French maids, naughty...
Mothers, actually. This show is based around mothers. So all the sexy mothers you see out there on the street think, yes, well, they'll be there. But you see, this show's actually about the unfolding of the psyche of the mother. It has a little bit of depth to it.
Oh, I see.
Yes, it's been written by a collective of women and a couple of men, and it's all about the experience of being a mother.
Who tidies up, eh? It's the big question. A lot of people think the big question is about global warming, but I reckon the big question is who tidies up.
That's right.
And who keeps the place dust-free and spick and span. Well.
Do you tidy up at home?
Yeah, quite a lot. Quite a lot. I make hardly any mess at all. And
what does your partner wear when you're tidying up?
that's not allowed to say on the
what
radio.
Do you wear?
Yeah, just a little pink bow, really. Crucially positioned, but yes. So there's no reason why housework can't be fun, I guess.
We show all the faces of the female,
right?
Actually, in this show, there's some comedy. There's some piss take.
Good Lord. Otherwise known as satire.
Yes, it's set in the 50s, so it's visually very lovely and. Retro.
Yes.
And there's an old-fashioned radio playing those crazy ads, one of which you just heard.
Mr. Clean.
There's film.
Yep.
And there's Courtney Lamore, who's quite a well-known performer who does a spectacular candle dance, and I will not tell you where the candles end up.
Crikey.
Mm-hmm.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, but she's got the candlestick.
There's piles of washing, there's washing lines, and yes, there's a feast to be had.
So transform your domestic rigors to domestic bliss, and I guess for every job that must be done, there is an element of fun, as Mary Poppins used to say.
And we have the Otherworld Dancers doing a couple of numbers.
Right.
Yes. There's the housewife number, which if people haven't seen them, they have to see this number. It's probably one of the best that the Otherworld Dancers do.
Crikey.
Yep, and there's another number, but I will not tell you because that is a surprise.
Now, the whole thing with burlesque is it's not just the show. The music is quite important, isn't it?
That's right.
And then back in the 20s when it was really starting off, they always had an orchestra going. I guess it's probably a bit much to ask for a full-on orchestra up at Artworks there.
Well, we've got a live band.
A live band?
Yes, Tight Knickers.
Crikey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, actually, I caught them a few weeks ago down at Nourish. It was that was an interesting show and visually quite interesting, as well as good music there. Have you got a bit of music that you sort of stuff that you play there lined up for us, apart from these wacky little ads? There's
Yes, we've got some Jack Jones for you.
Okay, then. So what number?
Just imagine a housewife, kind of around the kitchen doing her domestic duties.
Dreaming of...
the perfect housewife.
Yes, indeed. Ooh, I get the picture right now.
Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you need to try anymore. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. I'm warning you. Day after day, there are girls at the office, and men will always be men. Send him up with your hair still in curlers. You may not see him again. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. He's almost here. Hey, little girl, better wear something pretty, something you'd wear to go
the city and dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time to get ready for love. Dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time to get ready for love. Time to get ready. Time to get ready for love. Time to get ready.
Yeah, well, there's good advice for all of us there. It says, don't send them off with your hair still in curlers. You might not see them again. That's Jack Jones cover doing the classic Burt Bacharach inspiration for wives and lovers. And that's a bit of the theme of the Domestic Goddess Show, is the housewife experience.
Exactly. And all the experiences we go through in our private worlds at home. So you get a bit of a glimpse into the private world of a housewife, a mother, a woman, really.
Right, and plenty of humour there.
Plenty of humour. It's an original show, and there'll only be one show. And we really want to encourage the Waiheke audience to come. You'll recognise a lot of the cast and crew, and it's particularly written by us performers who are also mothers. So there is quite a lot of personal experience in the show, which makes it very interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's lifting us up out of the domestic drudgery and moving into the world of, in the end, life's what you make it, isn't it? Now tell me, do you buy a ticket for the whole festival, or can you buy one-off show tickets?
No, just buy one-off show tickets.
Right.
Buy them at Ticketek.
Yep.
Or at the down at the ferry terminal.
So you can, for those of us who have other commitments with families and that sort of thing, can't devote an entire weekend.
No.
You can.
And I think this show in particular has quite a wide appeal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And who were the other artists that you mentioned before? The Courtly Lamour, was it?
Courtly Lamour. Lou Ricks is one of the central characters.
Right.
She's done quite a lot of burlesque now. Who else? The Otherworld Dancers, Tight Knickers. There's some extra special guests as well.
And you've got the whole show sorted out with lighting and a live band.
Of course. Heck. We've got it all going on.
Hell yeah. So tickets through Ticketek, and you can book them online, I suppose.
Don't miss it. It's very raunchy.
Excellent.
And real at the same time.
And that's in 2 weeks' time?
2 weeks' time. I just want to say that it's not something you often see in the burlesque world, is the experience of the mother. And it's funny because most of us mothers are the ones that go and see this thing. We don't want to always see nymphs going around on the stage. We want to see real women. So if you want a bit of real woman, come to our show.
Always reminds me of Thin Lizzy back in the rock and roll days. Used to shout out to the audience and say, "Oh, has anyone out there got a bit of Irish in them?" And somebody'd say yes, and they'd say, "And any of you ladies like a bit of Irish in you?" But sorry, that's probably not a good joke for during the daytime. But you know, double entendres.
I don't see the relevance in that.
Oh, it just occurred to me, actually. Just off the top of my head, I thought, "Oh, well, there we go. Chance to trot one out."
Nice.
But, yes, so that's thank you, Lara, from the burlesque show. I mean, do you have a stage name, or is Lara already a stage name? Your real name's Tiffany, is it?
Lara Lush is a stage name.
Oh, there we go. The true identity will never be revealed until
you see me in my knickers,
which you can do that. Well, I guess you've got a name tag on the back. So that's 2 weeks' time, the Burlesque Festival happening all weekend up here at Artworks, but with a special focus on the Saturday night show, which is the
Domestic Goddess.
Domestic Goddess. We won't be seeing Nigella Lawson, will we?
Who's she?
She's just some. She wrote a book called The Domestic Goddess, I think, which... Well, if you Latin scholars there, it's all has to do with lares and penates, actually, if you want to go and look that one up.
You've been listening to the interviews from last Saturday's Island Life, our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. Island Life is brought to you every Saturday morning from 10 till 12. And the interviews are replayed on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. They're also available as a download from our website, www.waihikiradio.org.nz. Island Life is brought to you by Island, the shop with Waiheke's most eclectic collection of local art, craft, giftware, clothing and bric-a-brac. Island, Ocean View Road, Onirua.